Many federal workers throughout Middle Tennessee are on track to miss their second paycheck as the government shutdown looms on. But with several local businesses offering a helping hand, some impacted families are finding moments of joy. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani caught up with one of them.
It's a cold morning at the Nashville Zoo, but 2-year-old Adeline Higgs is excited to see some feisty geese. Her parents pause to look, but Adeline's on a mission.
I didn't find another animal.
Find another animal.
Find more animals.
Adeline's older brother is reluctantly at school, and normally she's also in daycare. But on this day, her mom, Amy Higgs, decided to take advantage of a zoo special, free admission. It's for families of federal workers impacted by the government shutdown.
So I've been furloughed. It's, I would say, pretty stressing.
Higgs has worked for the IRS for about 10 years. She says she anticipated the shutdown, but didn't imagine it would last this long. She says it's been hard for her to find a sense of purpose. She can't even turn her work computer on.
It's not just about getting paid. I feel like I'm someone that needs to do something, and I actually enjoy the work that I do.
Her husband, Justin Higgs, is an engineer in the private sector and is still working, so the family isn't struggling to pay bills. But that doesn't mean there aren't challenges.
You still have, you know, to commit to all of your child care expenses, whether they're there or not, and you can't really go anywhere, one, because of the cost, and two, because of, you know, the government could reopen tomorrow.
During her furlough, Higgs says she's trying to stay productive. She's been making crafts and volunteers at church. And she says she's going to take advantage of more deals businesses have offered to families affected by the shutdown.
So this is the first one we've taken advantage of, but I know there's a trampoline place offering a free jump for federal employees and their families for an hour.
The Higgs say they feel like the shutdown hasn't kept the family from finding bursts of happiness, like when Adeline sees a snake in the reptile room of the Nashville Zoo.
You want to put your finger up here?
Let's go in different.
Amy Higgs says as the shutdown continues, she hopes others in her position can also find ways to stay positive. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.